Well, to begin with, the musician union was a good thing, and I can speak to the black local, because a lot of the club owners and proprietors didn't want to give us a fair amount of money. Though the union protected the members by seeing to it that we got a decent wage, we got a fair amount of money, and they protected us in the old days. In the earlier days, you couldn't play with a non-union musician. I mean, we would get fined as union members. We would get fined, or the business agent or the collector for the union would shut the job down. There would be no entertainment, you know, if non-union people wanted to play. You know, we didn't have the same kind of arrangement that we have today. The union has kind of lost some of its clout, so to speak, so they allow, and then the right to work laws changed all of that. So now we have mixed bands. We have bands where you might have half union members and half, or there's a certain amount of non-union members, but they're allowed to play with the hope and expectation that they would join the union. But some of them don't, because the union is to a point now where you're in your jazz clubs. I mean, the majority of musicians are not union members, because the union just has lost its, and they've kind of given up on protecting and looking out for the jazz players. And then the merge happened in '66, and that was it didn't materialize as it was proposed, and it just became a thing of eliminating black musicians. You know, so it's terrible. You go to the theaters now. You can go down to the Benidorm, and you look at the band, the makeup of the band. They might have two black guys in a band, maybe, but it's not integrated as it should be. I mean, we had a number of black musicians that could have been involved in the mainstream, but the contractors and band leaders didn't hire them. I was lucky. I mean, Jack Purcell hired me, and I had a very good musical life. I mean, I did a lot of things locally. I played a lot of shows, a lot of country clubs, and a lot of things, because I was one of the lucky ones that was hired to do their thing.